Hi, Lori.
Hello.
I did Sunnyvale.
Oh, tell me all about it.
Well, it was old timey summer attendance.
Rooster Tea Feathers, so, Sunnyvale, yes.
Yep. And but the audience, you know, so I got there on Thursday and it was lightly attended, but it was so fun. It didn't matter, you know. Mm-hmm. It turns out stand-up comedy fixes everything. Mm-hmm. So I had driven Wild Palms, the hotel, which has been under construction for at least 8 years, is done.
Yeah, that was like the Big Dig or something, but in Sunnyvale, in just one location. So what's it like? What's it look like? I'm excited.
It's all primary colors and bright, you know, sort of. I don't know if orange a primary color. I'm at a loss. Anyway, it was super like bright colors. Kyle, no,
it's a secondary. Of yellow and red. Yeah,
yeah. But Jackie, it has two primaries in it, so I see where you were going.
Partial credit.
Sure. It's brightly lit. It's brightly everything's
it's a warm
great.
Color.
It's a nice warm color. They got the cup of waffle still. It's kind of crazy, and the hard-boiled eggs look like they'd been interfered with. It was a lot.
Jackie, before you go on, can I just say I've been listening to this podcast, or this guy who's an author who's written a book about Lord Mountbatten. He also wrote a book about Prince Andrew, so all of a sudden his other appearances are going in my YouTube feed. Lord Mountbatten was a pedophile. Like, he would take boys from a orphanage in Northern Ireland and rape them, right? He and his buddies. Yeah. And they, instead of saying rape, they said interfered with the boys.
Yeah, it's the old timey word for raped. That's what the joke was. So, but I'm glad you you have a historical context. Well played. It's I think they used the term interfered in police work well into the 80s.
Oh my God. But I'm sorry, back to comedy and Rooster Tea Feathers.
Right. Guy named Robert, woman named Ashley. They did vital work opening. Mm-hmm. And I found my favorite Korean restaurant. And I also, since I got back from England, I have sort of a stomach. I have the stomach bug in England. And so I've been having a hard time just sort of eating, which is, I mean, who knows?
Is it that this virus called English food? I've heard that if you get that in England, you're in big trouble.
No. Luckily, colonialism saved them. So English food is now Indian food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And delicious. So, I kept forgetting to eat. Like, I'd go down and either get like a weird, I'd have like one weird meal, and it might be the cup of waffle with the eggs, and mm-hmm. or it might be just a bag of chips. And then at around 4 o'clock, I'd be like, I am full of rage and must eat something. And so on Saturday, I ended up, went to Sprouts and got like a triangle sandwich. It was, you know, a regular triangle sandwich will have mustard or mayonnaise on it, and it will be hours old.
Yeah,
but
at least
it will do the job.
Right.
Sprouts, in an effort to be somehow more natural, there's no it's dry bread. You're supposed to ask for mayo and mustard.
Oh.
So I was already in the car, gone. And anyway, so, but I did get to stand-up comedy-wise. I got to work on my hour mm-hmm. three shows. And I think Saturday had the biggest crowd, but Friday was the best show. For me, I got the order right. I got the timing right. I keep switching around the order in an effort to figure out where to put this new sibling stuff. And I'll tell you where it doesn't go. It doesn't go in the beginning. That's not where it goes. Just
long.
So you know, it's long. It deserves in the middle until I get it tightened up, and that's where I'm at with it. So.
Interesting. Yeah. So I was in New York this weekend. I forgot to plug it, but
oh, really?
I went out on because I was on hiatus last week. So I went out, I left on Thursday out of LAX on JetBlue because I treated myself on Sunday to Mint.
Oh.
So, because it's, here's the, and this pissed me off, because usually it's like 4.5 hours from LA to JFK, but JFK to LA could be up to 6 hours.
Right.
And every time it's 6 hours, I'm in the tiniest chair and my knees are on my nose, right? So I was like, my legs are kicked out. I wouldn't allow myself to sit up even if I wanted to, because I had spent so many points on this lay flat bed. But then it was like, he's like, we're going to make up some time 35 minutes early. I'm like, no, I want to be 4 hours late.
Right. You'd like to call it, to make it be real nice.
But it was wonderful. And I felt better yesterday when I got home. I didn't feel like complete shit. And I also got to do 10 spots in 2 nights. I did. Whoa. I started out each Friday and Saturday. I started out at one of the New York comedy clubs. First night, Upper West Side. Second night, East Village. And then I would just head over to the stand and he gave me an 8, 9, 10, and 11. So I just hung out at the stand all night. Oh, one an hour. Bing, 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 bing. Because it's got 2 rooms.
Right. The upstairs one pays a little bit less, right?
I don't know. I just took my wad and left.
Oh, you took your wad of cash?
I'm just sitting there counting in front of people. I know what they're doing. But
no, it's fine. But later the room is better. You like the upstairs room better?
It got better. I don't say I like it better. I say it's better. They put a curtain around it and it does feel a little more soundproof. You know, it doesn't.
Oh, good.
You used to be able to see through the glass to the outside and you could see busyness. So it does feel a little more insulated. So they can be good shows now. You know, it's weird. Anytime a club has a second room that's like the lesser room.
Yep.
Often it just takes a couple years before that room finds itself for some reason. I don't know. It's just four walls. It doesn't make sense to me, but it's so true.
It's true. The Comedy and Magic little room is great now. I like that room.
I like that room. The lab was horrendous at first and it's, you know, it's fun now.
And now it's fine and fun. Same with Yoohoo. Yoohoo. If you fill Yoohoo.
And you could fill the Yoohoo with four people. It feels full.
Right. It doesn't need, I mean, if you have a dozen people in it, you can get a roll going.
Yeah.
So yeah, I drove up, I drove back. My niece had her son. So, I'm going to Billings in a couple of weeks, with Brian Regan.
Oh, neat.
And she lives outside of Billings. And I now have 6 great nephews and 1 great niece.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I know. My great niece was like, could you please have a girl? That'd be great. She's 16. And so.
But you have so many older siblings. That's going to happen, Jackie. And they were Armenian, so they were banging out those babies as quickly as possible. Am I right?
Well, they're doing what they can. They're doing what they can. Everybody, all the different. I think my niece Emma's married to a WASP. I think he's pretty WASPy. Mm-hmm. But they live outside of Billings. I'm hoping to see them when I. She did ask me. She said, "What is the policy for bringing a newborn to a Brian Regan show?" And I said, "It's not okay. You can't."
And it's not a language thing. It really, the language doesn't even matter. It's just, you cannot have a baby, a newborn at a comedy show.
You cannot have a newborn. I believe my niece Bethany brought my great nephew Gabriel when he was a baby to the show in Tucson. I think it was. It must have been a Gary Bynum.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And she had to leave because he started crying. And I was like, I hear that baby crying, and that's my great nephew. Thank you. Get out.
Well, you know, when you have a baby, you do bring it so many places, you forget that some places it just won't work. You honestly forget.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're attached to it. It's. I mean,
it's attached to you. Yes.
Right. But you have to figure out how to do everything.
Yeah.
Around that baby, because of course. It is because a baby.
For a thinking person to ask if they could bring a newborn to a comedy show, that person has lost their mind. But I would say, yes, childbirth will make you lose all of your bearings for several years.
Right. Well, except for that she, when I told her no, she said, you know what? I asked three other people. They all told me it was okay. And I kept going, I don't think so.
Parents of newborns?
They must have been. They must have been parents or stoners. Because they grow legal weed. That's one of their.
Oh.
It's one of their jobs.
Well, good,
one of their,
good for good farms. For Montana too. I didn't property. Know.
And So this week I'm doing a Sunday out 2.5 hours outside of Denver. So I have to fly to Denver and then drive 2.5 hours to some festival. And honestly, I have to figure out, is it going to be scary driving or is it normal sort of flat? Because remember, I have my Colorado issues.
You have your phobia.
I'm not psyched about this, but I'm also not going to disregard it. I need
what city?
Manitou?
Ooh, that sounds like it's in Canada, Jackie. You better check your countries first.
Exactly. I always have my passport with me in case I need to find someone who will vouch for me in Canada. Mm. And then next week I'm doing one night in Bend.
Oh.
My agent flying to Redmond.
Redmond is smaller than Bend. Okay.
Yeah. But there's an airport there and I fly through Seattle and then to Redmond and they're going to pick me up.
Cool. Is it Ryan in Bend?
I believe so.
Cool.
No, Albers? Ethan? It's the guy who did the old sack gig.
Okay.
Yeah. He did the Hayward. Remember that run that you made fun of? Yeah.
Well, I almost did it too, but then I decided to go visit my son.
Okay.
So yeah. Yes.
When does he go to college?
Well, he starts at the end of the month and then he leaves on the 5th. So
okay.
All right. I have a few classes here. Yes. Yeah. So, what was I going to say about Bend? Oh, so you're saying your agent. What were you saying about your agent?
Oh, right, right. So, you know, TJ Markwald retired at the end of last year and got me all that work. And now that work's gone.
Yeah.
Yep, I did all that work. And I got a couple more weeks left, but that's about it. And so I had lunch with my new agent who came up with, you know, sort of working with TJ for 10 years, and she's great, except for that I believe her to be slightly overwhelmed. And so I am working on trying to book my own stuff again. Mm. So, which I've spent the last 7 years not having to do.
Right.
Like the stuff that I've booked has just been incidental kind of stuff that I've.
Yeah, right.
But I gotta kind of have to grind it out again. It's, it was a good 7 years.
Could there be, I mean, in comedy, on the industry side, they seem to be only interested in doing personal appearances for massive TikTok presence people, right? If you have a shitload and you can fill everything. But that's not most of us, you know?
Right.
Is there anyone on a middle level that would take people like you and me and other people at our level and just... I don't know, make a little bit less commission, but make some commission. Like,
well,
all you have to do is make a couple
keep
calls.
Working. Right. We're going to keep working together and we're going to give it a shot. But I don't know. I don't know how. I've already, different people have had to contact me directly saying that it's been hard to get a hold of her. So, so it's not. And I'm sympathetic. I mean, it's been 6 or 7 months, but she has some big deal TikTokers, and Maria's doing that JFL run that you did.
In Toronto?
in Toronto, and I am not allowed to come with her. JFL is booking their own opener.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to do the JFL run all myself. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was four comics doing like 20s, maybe. None of us was headlining, I don't think.
No, I think she's doing something else. I think she's just doing JFL theater.
Okay. Cool. So, how many nights?
I think one or two.
Okay.
But I think it's attached to Brooklyn, which I am doing with her.
When?
But that'll be fun. I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone should go to my website, which I think is relatively updated. I'm working on my taxes, right? Corporate taxes come and due. And I don't like it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Taxes.
It's a pain in the ass.
Horrific. And the amount of space they take in your head before you do them.
Yeah.
Horrendous. It's worth, I find it's worth paying an accountant to.
I have an accountant. She still needs numbers.
What do you mean numbers? Yeah. You just
like,
go,
I can't just, I don't
go, here's my bank account. Those are all the numbers that come in is income and all the numbers that go out is outcome.
Okay.
That's how I say it.
I wonder, she did do that one year. She did say something like that. This is a studio chat.
Okay.
This was everything that came in. And this is everything that went out.
Whoa.
Your in was impressive and your out is shocking.
Right. So I think I made 20 grand last year.
And here's that way.
Now, most of our life is a tax write-off. That's the one thing.
That is right? True.
Mm-hmm. But still, that's a lot of outgo. Is there anything in that the outgoing that you're like, oh, that was, you know, I didn't need that? Or is that all plane fare and all that kind of in hotels? And
I don't know if you can see Herbie behind me.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay.
That's probably not.
No.
It's a popcorn holder from Fantastic Four.
Has he ever assisted you as a robot?
Well, I put him on the show now, so now he has research.
Yeah.
He is now right off.
I will say you wasted money buying two t-shirts from my high school to give to me.
Oh, right.
I still don't want them. I don't even like that color red. It's like a dark red that I don't like.
You don't like Fire Engine Red?
No.
For a t-shirt. Okay.
And we have two of them now. Why?
Right. It was,
you did that. I don't understand.
I thought you, you're always talking about Walnut Creek.
Yeah.
You're always talking about your high school.
No,
you're
I'm
always
not.
Talking about those teams. You're always talking about.
Different. The teams weren't anything to do with high school. Carondelet High School is in Concord, first of all, Jackie. Different city. Yeah, look at those eyes flare up. You're shocked.
Well, what did make me happy was that the name of the team was the Cougars.
They are the Cougars.
That is pretty good.
That's right.
Well, that made me laugh.
All right.
So.
Well, thank you.
Right.
And I know they charged you a lot for them.
Shirts that you're never going to wear is what you're telling me.
Yes. But
okay.
Two of the same shirts that I'm never going to wear.
Well, give one to Cheryl and give one to Atticus.
All right.
So, and then it's over. And then
at least one of them's still in the house with me.
Oh, right. Oh, you want to look at it? What just happened? So, I saw that your son was wearing, we both got these t-shirts.
I was going to say that looks familiar to me. I was trying to figure out why that looked familiar.
One of our fans gave them to us. It's Oregon Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he came to the door once wearing it. And I was like, oh, I have that shirt.
Yeah, it makes its way around the house. Any mm-hmm. gift shirt will make its way around the house. So I guess keep them coming.
Right. I saw my other niece up in Sunnyvale. She lives San Jose-ish, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to essentially to meet her dog. And to see her apartment. And she does PR and fundraising for festivals. And so I said, well, what if I want to do, I've always wanted, that's why we bought that audio setup.
Yeah.
It's because we were going to do a comedy festival.
That's taking up 90% of my garage. And we've used it once. Yeah.
Well, she can raise enough money for us to do a comedy festival next July.
Oh, nice.
Do you want to do a comedy festival?
Sure. Let's do it.
JLS right. Fest.
The what? JLS Fest.
Oh, they said Molest Fest.
I was that's
interesting.
That's happening in D.C.
that's every other comedy festival.
They're being interfered with in D.C.
Right. So have you seen the Parade of Marin going on different?
I love it. Shoot it into my veins. I play every single one. I haven't watched a special yet. It's on I downloaded it. I just need to have time.
I see clips.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, I saw him working on it for a long time. So
he's at the store, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was at the store,
yeah,
I would see him. I'm psyched to see it, but I love it. He doesn't give a fuck anymore.
And he shouldn't have to. He's on TV shows. He's got passive income. He has a special on Netflix that everybody's talking about. He's getting
HBO. Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, but I didn't recognize. I was like, so is that Joe Rogan? Or is that? I actually thought that one of the guys was, I think it was Howie Mandel. I have that face thing.
That was so funny. Howie Mandel was not expecting that. He didn't want it. He later went on the Majority Report with Sam Cedar and was saying something about Howie being, he's just one of those guys who does a podcast to keep busy. Like, he's not really interested in the conversation. And you can absolutely tell when Mark was talking, Howie's like, what is happening? Why are you getting so deep? It was really interesting. Wow. Yeah.
That is interesting. Huh. Well, I thought it was an excellent, you know, everybody's comparing him to Carlin but he's always been that guy, you know, he's always, you know, there was a brief shining moment when he was working on not like after he left Air America. After Air America went under, he wasn't doing a lot of political stuff. He was doing more
divorce stuff.
He was doing therapy stuff. He was doing internal. Yeah.
A two-disc, one-man show album of divorce and therapy stuff.
Yeah. A lot of divorce stuff. Yeah.
Love that record.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. And then, but that was the only time he wasn't ever addressing sociopolitical and full on political issues.
The other thing is if you listen to the podcast, his monologue, he's been talking about this stuff for a long time when he does his like 15 up front, but that's just audio. And the fact that he's kind of saying all this stuff now on other people's video podcasts, that's why it's getting so much traction. I mean, this is not surprising for anyone who's been listening to his podcast, but to see it all happen at once on all these different spaces is really fun. It's like Starburst. Right. Bing, 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 bing. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Jen Kirkman made a great point, which is that a lot of female comics have been saying, we talk a little bit about some stuff, right? Have been talking about this for a long time and no one pays attention because it's a woman's voice saying it. The culture loves it when a man says it. That's just, if you look at any comedians who are trending on Twitter, it's all men. No matter what they say, if it's good or bad, they just flock to the male voice. And when women say it, we're only talking to each other.
There was something, didn't somebody... You know how Trump attacked Kathy Griffin and then Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
And there was a guy. Oh, it was Colbert. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Colbert being the first man that the Heritage Foundation and his puppeteers have tried to get out of the way because of his politics. And But it's the first dude that's happened to. He hasn't.
I think really politicians. Any, you mean comedians of a comedian?
Comedians.
Yeah,
he's the first male comic.
Right. Yeah. He comes after Kimmel too, a little bit less so the others. Yeah.
Right, but he hasn't gotten him. He's not working on getting him fired at this time. So. No,
I mean, that was a perfect storm of a Trumper decided to buy CBS. They need FCC approval. And Trump is basically the FCC. He's every agency now. It's all him. So to get his approval, they had to do a few things. And one of them was offer up Colbert. Which, right. if it was losing money, as they say, it kind of worked. It was like we kill two birds with one stone. I don't think if they weren't selling, they would not have canceled Colbert at all. Because who knows if this is just a blip? If it's losing money, maybe there's maybe things will change again. I don't know.
Right. Well, things will definitely change again. Change is inevitable. And what do you got this week? You got shows
right now? Very little. I'm at the West Side on Saturday. Hopefully I'll pick up a few more spots during the week, but also I'm back working, which means I'm waking up at 5:45 in the morning, so I can't I'm not hustling super hard. I just would love one more during the week. That would be great.
Right. I have sets on Thursday and Friday. I'm doing a show. James Adomian and Nate Craig mm-hmm. are hosting a show that I'm also on. So that should cool. be, I'll watch either of them do stand up. I enjoy both of them a great deal. Mm-hmm. And then that's on Thursday. And on Friday, I'm doing the Jeff May Mint on Card.
Oh, I love that place. That's so fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, I fly to Colorado. Yeah, I have to figure out where this Colorado gig is and maybe.
Do you have an early flight?
It's out of Burbank. No, actually, I think it's midday because I'm going in Saturday and I'm coming back Monday.
Oh, the show's on Sunday?
And my show is on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, So I don't know. I actually need to talk to this woman.
I have two dates in November to plug. Everything else is, local or New York City, but I will be at the Denver Underground November 7th and 8th and November 28th and 29th. I will be at Laughs in Seattle, gang. So, you can get those tickets now on my website.
Free pizza at the Denver Underground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the free pizza place.
I know.
And then Laughs Seattle, always fun. Always fun.
I'm very psyched.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be at the Comedy Plex in Chicago in December, the 18th.
Is that new?
The Comedy Plex? No, I did it last year. It's a newer club. The 19th and 20th. Maybe I can bring my son and we could go see our Chicago family. We always are the ones that have to travel to see the family. No one travels to see us. It's kind of annoying, but oh well.
Right. And it's... not even your sister and the kids? They don't want to go to Disneyland or anything?
Well, because they're very COVID conscious. Even more so than I am. And so it gets a little
hard to believe. Yeah. It's yeah.
Yeah.
So just your sister or the extended family as well, pretty COVID conscious?
No, like the Chicago people, no. Not at all.
Okay.
No, it's more I don't know. Everyone's so spread out. I guess that's America, but I do envy those families where everyone sort of stayed in the same place and there's always a cousin or an uncle or an aunt nearby. That's not my family at all.
Right. Well, my stepmother's sister lives in Huntington Beach. I've lived in Los Angeles for 28 years. I've seen her 3 times.
That's not good. Great. I think that's fine. That's once every 7 years. Your stepmother's sister, it's an hour away. Once every 7 years is perfect.
Hour on a good, without any traffic, it's an hour.
It's even better then. Yes.
It's, but we, I did just book, you know how I make fun of Old Sac? How that's the dumbest name of any part of any town ever, Sacramento?
I would say a teenage boy's delight in the phrase Old Sac. And Lori, I wish you would get over it.
I'm not wrong. And, but I will say this. There is a very fancy, there's a theater and a hotel in Milwaukee called the Pfister.
Oh, is it PF? I've been there. It's really nice.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I had breakfast there or something. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. But I barely knew her. So in other news, so we're staying there for Christmas.
Right.
I've booked
a flight.
Yeah. Andy's going to come. And then we're going to try to gather as much of the family around my dad. It's because I told my dad, I said, if you live, we'll do the ice sculpture buffet at the Pfister on Christmas Day. And my sister said, we'll do it anyway. Don't worry. And
your dad's 86 or 87?
88. He's 88.
Elliot,
and,
keep going, Elliot. Hang in there,
buddy.
He's just got to
make it through August. He always thinks he's going to die this month.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going at the end of this month. I always visit at the end of the month just to get him through.
Yeah.
And then every year on September 2nd, he calls and goes, well, I guess I'm all right. And I was like, I don't know how he sold himself that bill of goods, but
what if he's right? I mean, we'll know. One day we'll know if he was right or not.
One day we'll know. And quite honestly, if he dies in May, that's nice. That'll be nice for him. He will have lived his life as full as possible up till that moment. Mm-hmm. It's only August that bums him out.
Oh, I see. So he has anxiety all throughout August, but the rest of the year he's got a spring in his step because he thinks he's
right. He's impervious.
Cheated death. Nice.
He has cheated death for another 11 months. So, I think Darla went to visit and then she was taking her daughter to college. I believe she's going to Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Fancy.
And, she tried to get into my alma mater and was not. I've had so many people tell me, I couldn't get into my alma mater now.
Oh, I couldn't get into anything now. Yeah.
It's the University of Wisconsin-Madison is a fancy, fancy hotel now. So,
well, also 4.0 is like, that was the max when I was in high school. I think I was a 3.8 and I was like up there. But
yeah,
these kids are like 5.0. And, you know, they had early classes. They had 0 hour classes. For my son's high school, he never went. He was already on the artist track very early on
right.
in life.
And right, I, right.
And yeah. You can't, if someone's not into a 7 a.m. class, you can't, it's misery to make them try it. It's, that's got to right. just come from their own initiative. But they're so much smarter. God, and there was this article in the New York Times about a young woman who just graduated from Purdue with a degree in computer engineering, software engineering, something like that. Cannot get a job at Chipotle. She cannot get a job. And wow. She's not the only one. Like, it's not an isolated event. It's like really terrible because all the AI is wiping out a lot of entry-level jobs that these kids would be getting. So right. I don't know. Scary shit for young people.
And in that moment, let us take a quick break.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm John Luke Roberts, and I would love for you to give my podcast, Sounty with John Luke Roberts, a try. It's basically a parody of every type of podcast imaginable, made up with loads of brilliant comedians. It was named the Best Scripted Sketch Show by the BBC Audio Drama Awards, was a finalist for Best Comedy Podcast at the New York Radio Festival, and it has just been nominated for Best Comedy at the British Podcast Awards. Surely, if there are three things you can trust, they're the BBC, New York, and Britain. So give Soundy with John Luke Roberts a go today. Available from Maximum Fun in all the best podcast apps.
So it's Quincy. That's our comic of the week. I just worked with her at Akbar, did the
Yay.
Akbar.
Cool.
What an amazing show the Akbar show was, honestly. And it was Quincy Yeoman. That is her name. She is is it Seattle comic? Tacoma?
Okay.
It's the Seattle Tacoma area comic. She's lived here about 5 or 6 months. And she is a freaking delight. Really smart, really sharp, very silly, all the things that I truly enjoy in stand-up comedy. Quincy Yeoman, and I think it's just Quincy Yeoman, is that correct, Kyle?
Quincy.Yeoman.
Oh, interesting. The dot so it's is
Quincy
new.
Dot and then YEOMANQUINCY dot YEOMAN. Go follow.
Find and follow. Quincy Yeoman, you guys. Yeah. It's the dot cool. is new, by the way. The dot that I just talked to it. I did 3 episodes of the Dork Forest in the last 2 days.
Uh huh.
Because there's a these 3 women from Denver started a show called Firecracker Comedy, and they have a new album coming out August 22nd. They just did 20s.
Oh, nice.
And they recorded at the High Plains.
Yeah, festival? Comedy festival, yeah.
Last year, 2 of them moved to Brooklyn, and one of them still lives in Denver. It's Gabby Gutierrez Reed. I worked with her once at the Comedy Works. Mm-hmm. And then Kate and Salma, they live in Brooklyn, and they run a version of Firecracker Comedy at Union Hall.
Nice.
Once a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that album's coming out this month. It'll be 3 different comics doing 20 minutes. So you can get that from Blonde Medicine. And I did 3 episodes of The Dork Forest. And they just... So, I mean, it's good for me because now it's in the can. And... I don't have to worry about recording Dork Forests. Yeah.
Well, Jackie, you know, one thing I love about this podcast is when we talk about you recording other podcasts.
To me, that is,
yes.
But trying to do is I'm trying to get more women comics to do the Dork Forest. And I've had a real slew of straight white guys.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They're available. And the shows were fun.
I should read this Lord Mountbatten book and then do a Dork Forest.
Didn't his boat blow up?
The IRA blew it up. It did a blow up on its own. And he was supposed to be alone. And sadly, he had a 14-year-old boy with him. God knows why. And
it wasn't his son?
No, it was the kid died. So it was really bad.
Ooh.
But the IRA blew it up. It's off the coast of where he was doing all that molestation. Like, that was just well known. This guy, Andrew Lowry, he's talking about Prince Andrew and Fergie, who are just grifters of the highest order. It's financial grifters. I wonder if a lot of the Trump stuff that he's afraid that we'll find out is money stuff, theft, stealing, and not rape. That's what I
No, I don't
wonder.
Think he cares about his rape stuff. He's just like, yeah, I don't care. He does. He clearly does not care about women and the rape stuff. But I bet you he does care a lot about the money stuff because he's bleeding the country dry right now.
He's making so much money off this country.
And they all are.
They're sickening corruption. Yeah, they really are.
They're bleeding it dry. It's fine. I wish they would take all their money, slip on a banana peel, and roll into the sea. That's what I would like to happen. But it's going to be, it's going to get worse before I've been saying it for 10 years. I think I've been saying it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I don't know.
And it just got worse. So whatever.
I know. Like every day it gets... Everything you think is a little still holding us up starts to crumble a little bit more, and you're like, "Do we have no foundation anymore?" It's just, it's ripe for the next, bear to paw through and just destroy completely. Fuck
yeah. They want to take away the vote for women.
I know what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been talking about that for about 3 years.
I know.
Yeah. And gay marriage and all the things. And you're just like, I don't know how you think that you put Pandora back in the box. Because
you can look at Iran. Tehran used to be a bustling, incredible city. And now, I mean, it might be bustling now in a way, but it's
what is the population? What is the square footage?
What are you, Tucker Carlson, and I'm Ted Cruz? I don't know the population of Iran off the top of my head, but I'm saying it was something. Afghanistan in the 70s too. There's pictures of women wearing miniskirts, and now it's an oppressive regime, and in its like third or fourth decade like that. So yeah, it can be put back. And how they do it is they fucking squish people and kill them while they're doing it.
Right. It can be done. China does it the best from a sort of a large, and India does it in pockets. Because, I mean, you look at, there are 92 million people in Iran, which is a third of the size of the United States. And it is also much smaller, like land-wise.
Yeah.
So when you deploy troops and you go into, it is easier area to control. So
Jackie,
it is hard. Yep.
You know how much ICE is paying? They're paying $100,000 as a signing bonus. Meanwhile, these kids can't get jobs. You've got software engineers. Degree can't get a fucking job at Chipotle. She could go to ICE and they would hire her for $100,000. They will figure
Except
out a way to fill that shit out.
That guy doesn't pay his electricians. Right now, they're all living
That's
off of their
the
per
government.
Diems.
The government will
right,
pay.
The government will not pay. The government will pay them the per diems. They just canceled the pensions for trans Air Force
right.
people.
That yeah, I so don't think not, will stand. I think that will be successfully sued. You can't do that.
Well, they can try and sue
they
it,
can
but
try.
If it makes it to the Supreme Court, guess what happens?
Nothing. I know, but I think that those are already written in, and you know they're trying to get away with everything, and they're going to make people sue to fight for it. But I think they can. I think they'll get that back.
Well, what I'm saying is that the we'll fight on every level, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. We'll fight on the legal level and the courts, but the country is. I mean, when we're kicked out of NATO, or when he pulls us out of NATO, then he's got 150,000 troops that he can put in every major city.
That's
in the
true.
Country.
I hadn't even thought of that. Jesus Christ.
But it's because we have, I think it's 150,000 troops are scattered around the world. And they're just used to following orders, troops. It's very sad. Did you ever see that? Did you see that video of the guy, Wyatt Russell, yelling at the at the National Guard? You guys should be on our side. You guys should, you should be on that side. You should be on our side. So,
yeah. I don't necessarily think troops are mindless and would just immediately start patrolling, you know, Los Angeles like that, like without some kind of pushback. But,
it's gonna be hard to write. I mean, I have jokes about cars and mother-in-laws and sex, and I'm trying to mix it up, but all the stuff that I'm writing, you know, I texted Carmen Morales the other day and I said, is this too dark? And it was just like, I'd rather be killed because I'm white than because I'm a woman. And my least positive would be if I was killed because of something specific I did. like someone just hated me particularly. Mm-hmm. That'd be sad.
Yes, that would suck. I don't know. It's hard to get laughs with political material.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It just really is.
Right.
And I'm when I'm on stage, I'm there for the LOLs.
Truth. That's true. It's which is what's so extraordinary about Marin's hour.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing isn't political. I think he said it's like the first 15 minutes. But the like the Theo von Hitler jokes, fucking hilarious. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's got an impression in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you need to use all the tools in the old comedy toolbox if you're going to do some political stuff.
Exactly. What do you got? You got something you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I can't see. I'm wearing glasses. You would think I could see, but I can't because they're not great. My contacts, I ran out of contacts. I go to the eye doctor. I'm like, I'm on my last pair. And the my prescription has changed in both eyes. So it's like an hour of 1-2, 2-1, 1-2, 2
Right, right.
Like, can you just fucking measure my eyes? Is there some kind of device someone can create and take a measure my eyes? Why do I have to do all the work? And they all look the same to me. So,
right.
And she'll, and I would like 2-3 and I'd be 3. She'd be like, are you sure? I don't know. What's your job? You went to school. Why do I have to do this? Why is this my responsibility? And then, and then, yeah, so the, then that was the assistant, and then a doctor came in and I have to go back. And so one of my contacts even doesn't even work well, but it's ripped in the middle. So I could still wear it, but I'm like blinking the whole time. It's just, it's really annoying to have eye problems. However, I did swim tonight. You see my hair is wet. I got here right after swimming.
Okay.
And I did get my magical, you know, time underwater where I could see crystal clear because it fixes nearsightedness.
The lens of water.
Yes.
I have 3 pairs of glasses, and I think these are the ones with the most current prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need a new prescription. So I tried to wear a different pair the other night, and I was like, oh no. No, no, this won't be happening.
Could they just fucking fix eyes? Why are we going? Is there no, Jackie?
I don't want to do it.
Well, first of all, it doesn't work that well with our age anyway, because we still have that, I forget the name of it, but it's the thing where you have to have reading glasses for.
Yeah.
Okay, so it can't fix that. It can only fix nearsightedness. If it does, as I've said this on stage, so but Google LASIK suicide, and you'll stop fantasizing about LASIK, okay? Because when it goes wrong, it goes so wrong, people fucking kill themselves. Just wear your glasses.
I know, I have like, I know at least a dozen people who've done it, and nobody's died. But,
well, you know what? The other ones aren't here to speak for themselves.
You know what? This is another one of these Murphy bed things where you're like, Murphy beds are killing people all over this country. I'm like, they are not.
They are too. Why would you get, you would get LASIK and then stay at a hotel with a Murphy bed. That's what you would do. You don't even care about yourself.
I have stayed in a Murphy bed. I was at Orlando Disney probably 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And we stayed in a Murphy bed. And I was like, what would happen if we got squashed? And everyone said, well,
Google,
it's not happening.
Murphy bed squash after you Google LASIK suicide and get back to me.
I bought a tiny, Darla suggested this, this tiny fan.
Mm.
And it supposedly was going to be air conditioning, and all it is a fan, and there it was not cheap.
There is some kind of portable, like cube air conditioning, I think.
Right. I think this was supposed to do something. Yeah, this was it. Cause it was, I think it was like $50. And I was like, are you kidding
this
me?
This is like hundreds of dollars, this cube thing.
Okay.
I was thinking,
it probably has Freon in it.
If one ever moved to Europe, one would have to get one of those and an ice maker. That's what I think about in Europe, because they don't like ice. They drink lukewarm water. Everything's lukewarm with them. If you ask for ice, they give you one cube, which actually makes it worse. Like, I need it all up to here with ice. And I don't care if it's just 2 tablespoons.
Ice isn't good for you, you know. But
excuse me.
Not, just so you know, you're supposed to drink room temperature beverages.
I never heard that.
Because of the shock. Because, well, Google. Don't forget to Google death by too cold beverages. And so, I was supposed to... What did I do? So
my body's used to the shock of ice. Okay, go.
Rooster Teeth Feathers. I'll tell you this. They're serving a hot dog these days. And since I had forgotten to eat on Thursday, when I got there, I was like, I'll take a hot dog. And it was actually a very nice hot dog. It was like, it wasn't a dumb ballpark Frank.
Right.
It was like a Nathan's.
Oh.
But what they don't do is they don't open up, like they don't have ketchup, mustard, and relish. They give you a packet of each. And so you have to build your own hot dog, and I don't have scissors, and I have to open it with my teeth. And I'm like, this can't be clean.
Jackie, it's a comedy club, not a restaurant. Okay. Sorry.
No truer words. But I will say, Paul, who's the new to me manager at the Rooster Teeth Feathers, doing a stellar job. It was really, really great.
Did Heather come down at all?
She didn't. Her husband had to do a thing, so she had to stay with the kids.
Oh, okay.
And so I did not get to see her, but I'm hoping to see her next time. You know, but what usually happens, Larry Bubbles Brown,
yay,
usually comes down on the Sunday, which was canceled because of summer numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He usually comes down on the Sunday, stays through the MC, the feature, my first 10 minutes, and then leaves without saying goodbye. And then asks everybody what day of the week they were born or what year they were born, what their birthday is. And then he knows the day of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He has some sort of savant thing going on with that. So,
yeah. I hope his brain is studied by science after he passes. Larry.
Right. Did you ever go see that plastic size, the plasticized body exhibit from Germany?
I have seen one where you just see all the muscles of what I now know are Chinese political prisoners who were murdered.
Yes, yes, that one. That one. Yeah, that's the one. I accidentally saw it twice because I have Andy wanted to go see it, and I had already seen it with my old college roommate who's a big body muscles and vein nerd.
Yeah.
And so we went to that, and I was like, there it is. Somebody's posted a dead person playing tennis and I can see their circulatory system. I don't want any part of this. I don't need it. I don't need to see.
It is interesting.
That's funny, but okay.
And if you died of somehow, if you weren't murdered and by the state, maybe you'd want your body to be looked at throughout history. I'd love to be like in the middle of a breaststroke like this. That would be pretty awesome. Or on stage, doing an act out, Jackie, holding a mic.
A nice mugging. hey, should we take another quick break?
Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Ella.
And we're the host of Comfort Creatures.
We could spend the next 28 seconds telling you why you should listen, but instead, here's what our listeners have said about our show, because really, they do know best. The show is filled with stories and poems and science and friendship and laughter and tears sometimes, but tears that are from your heart being so filled up with love.
A cozy show about enthusiasm for animals of all kinds, real and unreal. If you greet the dog before the person walking them, or wander around the party looking for the host's cat, this podcast is for you.
So come for the comfort and stay for Alexis's wild story about waking up to her cat giving birth on top of her. So if that sounds like your cup of tea
or coffee, Ella, we're not all Brits,
then join us
every Thursday at MaximumFun.org.
All right, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I got too rusty when I was in Big Bear. Like, I went back on stage at Flappers. It was fine. It was good. I even clipped out two jokes from the set to throw on Instagram. I don't know. Like, we're all so worried. Oh, everyone's seen it. The percentage of people that watch a clip and then watch all of our clips, it is so low. I don't think you have to worry about it, you know?
Okay, I will say this, is that I had any number of people come up to me over the weekend, actually, and say that they heard the ad that I did on Pandora. So people are coming out from that, which is good. Could you write it down again for the third week in a row?
I have it written on several stickies.
I know you do.
No, I will. I'll do it for these gigs in November.
Yeah, and then... But I did have a very nice couple come up to me Friday after my favorite of the three sets.
Mm-hmm.
They were all good and all the audiences were great. But after the Friday set, this couple came up to me and they were like, so when your new album and special, after you film and record, where will the special be? And I said, YouTube, probably. And they said, and it unleashed too much advice. A lot of advice. A lot of PR advice, a lot of social media advice, a lot of why aren't you more famous questions. And I was like, I can't, I don't know. I think that's why I'm not famous, because I don't know why I'm not famous or more successful, right? Because I feel pretty successful. And
well, yeah, look at your income right here. It's successful. Now, the outgo, again.
I don't know what 25 is going to treat you. You know, 25 is going to be a lot different. So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of it's luck. You know, some people just get super lucky. There's a couple, we could come up with some comics where you're like, her? Okay. But they are listed to a higher plane and then they stay there for the rest of their careers. I mean, what can you
do? What about that Saudi Arabia festival that we heard about?
Oh,
did you see that?
I did.
It was such a weird lineup.
You know, it's weird because, yeah, like I can see arguments for doing it and not doing it equally.
Well, you know? Somebody said that they were paying the headliners $200K for the weekend.
That would be the argument for doing it.
Right. And $50K if you were like a normal
smaller
comic.
Name. Yeah. That yeah. was like, I, yeah. But I mean, it is part of Saudi Arabia's attempt to whitewash and seem like a normal country, and it's not. It is incredibly repressive. It executes gay people. Women have no rights.
They just got the right to drive a couple of years ago.
It's
because they kept sending women. That here's what backfired, and it is something of hope for me.
Okay,
because they kept sending all of their children to England and the United States for college.
Right.
Where the women would learn how to drive and they would learn to have a lot of other freedoms. And as would their brothers. And they would go and their brothers would drink coffee and booze and have all kinds of non-Islamic things. And then they'd all come back to Saudi Arabia. And then their dads would say, well, you have to drive your sister everywhere. And eventually the brothers said, she knows how to drive. Why do I have to drive her anywhere? And this is how I think that women getting allowed to drive, that's how it was created.
Because men were inconvenienced.
Yes. Well, that is always how women get their rights. Men don't want to be inconvenienced.
Well, listen, you know, the guy at Mohammed bin Salman, he murdered a journalist. A journalist is like the other side of a comedian, right? Like they provide the news and a lot of us take their stories and turn them into jokes. So they do a lot of groundwork for, they're part of the community of getting topical jokes out. Well, just a second.
The five Algeria?
Yeah, of course I did. Yes, but I'm saying that's totally different. That's Israel and Gaza. I'm saying Saudi Arabia, the head of Saudi Arabia had that guy murdered because this is an American Saudi journalist who worked for the Washington Post.
That's right.
Kidnapped him and
I'd
murdered him.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And that's the guy, whether his name is on the festival or not, it's not happening without his approval. And a lot of athletes are going, like golf is big over there. There's like big tournaments and stuff. And I don't know. I the other thing I think, well, if you're a woman or if you're a gay person there and you get to see female comics, you see gay comics, that's huge. Like, and they're in your country. Maybe that's big, but I don't think that's why they're Saudi Arabia is having the festival isn't to inspire gays and women in their country. That's not why.
Looking at this lineup, they're also not booking a ton of ladies on this festival.
No, but there are a few. There's more than at some comedy clubs tonight in Los Angeles.
One of them's debatably a human.
I don't know. It's hit or like you know when the Louis stuff happened and it's, you know, would a woman work on a show? Yeah, put me in front of that audience because I definitely would want to do a set in front of that audience.
Well, so, Louis going.
Yeah.
To Saudi. Yeah.
Sure. Here's the thing. Yeah. Plus, if you're a comic, you do so many free shows in the worst conditions. Like you're just used to the worst, right? So it's, one spot, $200,000. It goes against your comedy DNA to turn that down. Because I just did a spot at a laundromat. Like, you're going to tell me, you know what I mean? It's tricky.
It is tricky because, like, Snoop did the inauguration, and he got a lot of blowback on that. And it wasn't stand-up. It was music, I guess.
Right.
But have you ever played Saudi Arabia? You did Oman, I think, right? Or
no,
Yemen,
I did. Oh, I did troop stuff in Bahrain. I did it for the troops, Bahrain, Iraq, and Kuwait. Okay.
Because I did troop stuff in Saudi Arabia, and then they took us downtown to go to lunch at this weird Turkish. They wanted to take us to Applebee's, which did make me laugh. And I do kind of regret not going to the Applebee's in downtown Riyadh.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see those wicker wine bottles. Just, I want to see how the Applebee's is decorated in a mall in downtown Riyadh. And of course, two different entrances, the family entrance and then the men's entrance. And when we went to this Turkish restaurant, you could see into the men's restaurant. You know who were there? Bunch of men eating lunch. It was great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's good to see other parts of the world. It, you know, obviously. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I remember when I was in Kuwait, then you just reminded me I had to swim. I could only swim in the women's hours, you know, and the pool was only open for women like 2 hours a day. And. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's no way to learn except for to do. Wow. Somebody tattoo that on something. So,
Jackie.
I think we're done. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly by you.